Welcome to your daily devotional, November 7th. Lord, is it I? Matthew chapter 26, verses 21 and 22. Now as they were eating, he said, "Assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and each of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" The Last Supper had come, and the eve of the Christ, our Passover, sacrifice was at hand. The 12 apostles had walked with the Lord for better than 3 years. They had seen many signs, miracles, and healings. They had been taught directly from the lips of the Master. Yet one of the 12 would betray Jesus. Now Judas Iscariot played the hypocrite to the end. But each of the others, if they had learned nothing else well from the Lord, had full understanding of their sinful condition and potential to act out their depravity in a moment of weakness, notwithstanding the bravado of Peter at times. All of them asked, "Lord, is it I?" Perhaps the advance notice would be sufficient for them to begin to repent of any thought of such a heinous deed as to betray the Son of Man into the hands of sinners. Consider yourself this day. Even as you prepare to worship God and celebrate the communion table at church tomorrow, if you are not asking God to search the four corners of your heart, that he might bring any evil thought or intent to your attention for the purpose of repentance, then pride and presumption will be your downfall. Let us each come humbly to the Father in the spirit of repentance to seek his face and fellowship. And we shall find rest in the finished work of the cross, which has given us salvation of our souls and eternal peace.